AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There's no one in custody in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, but a law enforcement official tells AP authorities are searching for a new person of interest. Hai Panjwani reports it happened at Utah Valley University.
Kirk was shot in the neck while speaking at a debate hosted by his nonprofit political organization, Turning Point USA. At a news conference, Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the shooting was targeted.
This is a dark day for our state. It's a tragic day for our nation. And I want to be very clear that this is a political assassination.
Cox said authorities are actively looking for anyone and everyone who has any information related to the shooting. Authorities also shared that the shooter wore dark clothing and fired from a roof on campus some distance away. American flags on the White House roof and the North and South lawns were lowered to half staff in Kirk's honor, as ordered by President Trump. Kirk was 31. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In Colorado, authorities say a boy opened fire with a handgun at a suburban Denver high school, critically injuring two teens before shooting and injuring himself. NATO scrambled fighter jets to shoot down Russian drones after they crossed into Polish airspace, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We have seen a reckless and unprecedented violation of Poland and Europe's airspace by more than 10 Russian Shahed drones. Europe stands in full solidarity with Poland.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended Israeli strikes targeting Hamas leaders in Qatar and Houthi rebels in Yemen.
I say to Qatar and all nations who harbor terrorists, you either expel them or you bring them to justice. Because if you don't, we will.
And South Korea says a charter plane will depart Atlanta Thursday with the South Korean workers detained in an immigration raid last week at a Hyundai plant in Georgia. Video showing some of them shackled shocked many in South Korea. This is AP News.
A David Bowie archive.
90,000 items were acquired from Bowie's estate by London's Victoria and Albert Museum.
From, you know, sketches that he's done, handwritten lyrics, costumes, instruments, even fan art, merchandise.
Curator Harriet Reed says there are handwritten notes from a movie in which Major Tom, the fictional astronaut in Bowie's song Space Oddity, is sent to a disgruntled America.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
The exhibit features a lot of little things that made David Bowie tick.
The to-do list, things where he's making a record of the exhibitions he wants to see, the films he wants to see.
The exhibit also includes The Spectator, a stage musical about an 18th century London outlaw that Bowie was working on shortly before he died from cancer in 2016 at the age of 69. I'm Ed Donahue.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.